All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Aaron.
Joel.
I had the wrong mic.
Yeah, was it? The very last thing I said before we hit the air. Don't bleep it up.
Well, he had
I said, no, not you, Aaron. I'm talking to Nick.
Yeah, he's...
Right before we started, I said, look, I don't want to lead. AJ was mean to me when I led last time, so you lead.
Well, he's probably going to be mean to me after today's show.
And he was like, okay. And I was like, just don't bleep it up. That's all. Just don't bleep it up, and then we're good.
So the light comes on and it's the wrong one.
And then, yeah, and then the light comes on and he's screaming into the wrong mic. And I mean, just right out the gate.
I felt like I recovered pretty well. I moved mic
I did hear
to
a lot
away.
Of...
Basically what the show sounds like when, every show.
When we started, yeah. I'm fixing my microphone because I'm a couple seconds late, probably.
Where did you just pulled up. I didn't see you all day, which is a better, it's better that I don't see you before the show. But what were you doing? How's life treating you?
It was a busy, I'm not going to lie, very busy 2 days for me. July 1st and July 2nd is chock full of fun, I should say. Yesterday was my anniversary with the lovely wife.
Congratulations.
15-year wedding. August will be 21 years together. It's also, yesterday is a sad day for me. It's weird. It's a happy and super sad day for me because my foster brother, whose name was Dante Jackson, passed away yesterday as well. So, which is just like him to pass away on my anniversary. Okay, dude, you could have waited or done it a day sooner.
Sorry to hear that, man.
That's all good. I would have said a day later, but today is my wife's birthday. So
happy birthday, Nora.
Yeah. So she's 21. So it's all, you know, it's just all packed full of. So I'll be honest with you. I asked you, did you do a rundown? Because these 2 days are so crazy and hectic for me.
It's a pack full of emotions is what you wanted to say.
Yeah, with the sadness and the happiness and then the birthdays and having to get the gifts. And, you know, and I don't want to, since our anniversary is July 1 and her birthday is July 2, I try not to be like, here's a present for both days. Because that's like being born on Christmas. You get screwed, right? Like,
right.
You're like, you know, first of all, you get overshadowed because it's baby Jesus' birthday. And that's the best birthday. And then you only get half the gifts that you would normally get.
Exactly.
So I don't do that to her. So I make, and that's why I stopped even really, I used to make a post every year. It's the happiest and saddest day of the year because it's my anniversary and the passing of my brother. And so I stopped doing that because it cheapened one and the other, right?
Exactly.
So I also got her gifts for our anniversary and gave that to her. And then today is the gifts for the birthday. And then we go out to dinner again. So last night we went out and got fat for our anniversary. Tonight we'll go out and get fat for her birthday.
Good.
So just, I keep them separate.
Just another day in Barry Laminack's life. Always getting fat. Just eat. I see barbecue sauce on your t-shirt now.
You know what I said? I specifically said, don't point it out.
It almost looks like you popped a zit on your chest and it like seeped through the t-shirt.
Okay, that's first of all, I still have food to eat. That was gross.
That's what it looks like.
It's very hard to drive and eat chicken nuggets.
So you only ate a portion of your meal?
Chicken nuggets are not a drivable food.
Yes, it is. You get a fork.
I had a fork.
And what happened to it?
Maybe I had a little too much dip sauce on the thing and it spilled out. And it's not the only one. There's one down here.
So like the fork
on
and everything
the gut
fell?
Too. No, just the sauce dripped off. I may have added a little too much sauce to it. That's possible.
You got to learn how to drive with your knees. You get one hand has the sauce. The other hand has the fork with the chicken nugget in it.
Yeah.
And you drive with your knees.
What do you think I'm doing?
And you
listen.
And you
the
dip.
Problem isn't the driving. The problem isn't the utensils. The problem is my fat ass wanted too much ranch and barbecue sauce on it, and I overdid it.
Oh, you're double dipping in the car.
No, here's the play. All right, this is what you do. This is the healthy alternative to nuggets. All right, and Cody taught me a lot of this. But go to Chick-fil-A. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. Our folks, our Chick-fil-A is 16 and Shepherd. That's the show's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though they don't sponsor us.
But they hook us up.
Yeah, they do. They hook us up with free food. But so you get the grilled nuggets, and it comes in a tub. Anytime you get food in a tub, you know it's going to be good. So you get the grilled nuggets, comes in a tub with a lid on it. You get a pack of anything 8 and below, I get one pack of the zesty barbecue sauce. Anything above 8, which is the 12, you got to go 2.
Okay.
It's too much meat in the can.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't sound appropriate. That's a phrase you'll never hear again. Too much meat in the can. We're not going to say that again. So you get the zesty barbecue sauce. You dump it in the tub, put the lid on it, you shake it up. Now, boom, you've got healthy wings. It's like coated nuggets and it tastes like a wing sauce, like
instead
a buffalo sauce.
The fried ones that they do in the peanut oil.
I shouldn't say barbecue, it's buffalo sauce. It's zesty buffalo sauce is what it is. So it kind of tastes like wings, but it's grilled chicken, and that sauce has very little calories. Then you get the ranch. So now you've got grilled nuggets coated in a zesty buffalo sauce.
Right.
Then you just get the packet of ranch, and then you dip. And it's amazing. It's so good.
You couldn't just do it all in the same process, the ranch?
I'm driving, bro. I'm literally cooking and driving. I'm shaking and I'm pouring and I'm like, yeah, what else you want from me? All right, I'm driving. I'm like Guy Fieri on the Hardy Toll Road. I'm over here.
I can't talk. I'm notorious for dropping ketchup. Like when fast food, like it's just too tempting for me to wait till I get to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the house is like 2 minutes away.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that problem?
Bro, I'm so fat that I'll order something to eat on the way if I'm really hungry. Like if I go to Taco Bell, there's stuff that I get that my wife doesn't know about.
Okay. What, you order it on the app and then, she doesn't go with you to pick up the food. Yeah.
What will happen is even if I'm like, okay, what do you want me to get? And she'll like, I just want like one taco and then maybe a tostada. I'm like, that's it? Oh my God, our bill's $20 and you're $2 of that. And then I get all my fat boy stuff, right? And then I go get it. And then when I get there, I'll be like, hey, I put it on the app, but could you add a 5-layer burrito? And then I eat that on the way home. And then she never knows about that burrito.
You're sneaking in a 5-layer.
I sneak food. I have to sneak food around Nora.
But I was thinking something small, like a soft taco or like a.
Am I a bitch?
I mean, if it's just going to be like a quick appetizer. No.
I'm doing it up. Bro, why do you think I got to start like losing weight? So I'm a fat boy at heart. I may not be, you know, my 600-pound life. There's a fat boy in here inside.
So you've consumed 18 of the $20 bill and you ate
the most
$10 of the 18 on the way home.
Here's how you know you got too much food. I think I may have talked about this before. But one time, I think this was the last time I was at Taco Bell. I did the order and I pull up to the window and the lady's like, all right, so you have 17 items and here is your first bag and here is bag number 2. I'm like, yeah, Cheryl, I know. I got a lot of crap, all right? You ain't got to count it all out. Just hand me my food across the way. Just give it. You ain't got to point out the fact that I got too much damn food. You had 17 items. I know what I got.
17 items.
I don't need you to point it out.
It's a lot.
Hey. You never know when what the tipping point is, when you're going to be like, okay, I'm officially full now. So I'm like, I hate when they count it out. That's embarrassing. And then you still have one bag left. Look, just give me my stuff. I don't need you counting it and pointing it out. Yeah. So
are you on regular basis now where you're basically a regular there where they know you?
The Chick-fil-A by my house, they do. As soon as I walk in, hey, Mr. Barry, your order's over there. Oh my God. I'm like the fat Norm of Chick-fil-A. You know, on Cheers, he'd walk in, everybody'd be like, Norm! Literally everybody at the Chick-fil-A by my house just, hey,
they know
Barry.
You by your first name.
Yeah.
Well, you even one
I feel
time
like
they
I
lost.
Like clock in sometimes. I'm there so much. I might as well just walk in. Hey guys, what's up? Got my food and head out.
Oh, somebody spilled that. You know what? I'll get it. Don't worry about
it. I got
it,
guys. I'll knock this out. Don't worry about it. Napkins are over there. Yes, ma'am. I can grab that tray for you. I'm like, I might as well work.
Well, one time, because you're almost late to the show, and you were like, they like lost power or something, and you're like trying to help them out. Remember?
Yeah.
I was like, you're trying to be their IT guy, too. It's ridiculous. But that's good. I mean, I love Chick-fil-A.
But I learned it's one of the few places that I can actually eat fast food and eat healthy. Because I don't make my, you know, like we talked about yesterday, we don't eat a lot at the house. It's just me and my wife. And so we don't buy a lot of food and make a lot of food. And it's just I have so much stuff going on every single day of my life that it's just more convenient for me to, okay, it's time to go to work. I know it's between 11:45 and noon. So I get in the car, and while I'm driving out of the neighborhood, I place my order on the Chick-fil-A app, And by the time I get to it, the order's ready. I pull in, park, walk in, grab my food. I'm out. I'm in the car. It's literally 30 seconds out of my day to stop and get my food. And I can eat a little healthier. I can get a grilled chicken sandwich, grilled nuggets. Yeah. It's not as terrible.
I still don't order through the app. You're very active by ordering food. I just don't do it.
Bro, I got Chick-fil-A red status. They would. I mean, like,
I'm not even there yet.
I got red status. What is red status? I got red status right away.
So that, is that the highest status you can get on the app? Or?
I mean, I can, like, I don't know. They give they send you like they literally send you free chickens, live free chickens in the mail, and you just like boom, I got my own chicken.
I would imagine you get deals like discounts and stuff like that.
What is the there's perks?
I think it's gold, platinum, and red.
Yeah, red status is like a
above platinum. Red is above platinum.
Red is like getting a American Express black card. It's like it's unlimited. I'm falling out of control.
You know what? At the end of this year, we're pushing for Chick-fil-A black cards next year. Every other radio station gets them.
I know.
We are the only radio station that doesn't.
Hello, 610 and Shepherd. Where's our black cards from Chick-fil-A for this, especially this show? We've shown them more love than anybody.
Yeah.
We need those. I need at least three sent up.
And I've since never, you know what's the best thing?
I need four, I guess.
You know what's the best thing?
And then five for AJ, and then six for Courtney. Just send us like a dozen. It'll be good.
One of the shows I used to work on, they had an extra one. What did they do? Oh, no, the producer took it home to his wife so she could get lunch every day on her way to work. Instead of giving it to me. Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool at all. Okay, here we go. Where is it? Points. Chick-fil-A red member. Where's my benefits? It tells you what you can get. Oh, here you go. For every dollar you spend, you'll earn points 20% faster. Be among the first to know about new menu items and receive exclusive inside content. I'm a Chick-fil-A insider, guys. Use points to gift rewards to friends. So you're fat ass, I could send you some nuggets.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Nah, I don't like you that much. Use your points to redeem available rewards. You can redeem your rewards through the mobile app. Receive rewards from your local Chick-fil-A restaurant just because. And I do. Just every once in a while, they're like, we know you're going to die soon from diabetes because you eat terrible, so we're going to send you a free chicken sandwich just to say thank you. And get receive a birthday reward. Got that as well. And I think I get a tour of the Chick-fil-A facility if I'm ever in Atlanta. I think that's a real thing. I think that's a true thing that I get.
You're never going to lose weight if you eat like this, by the way. If you continue to eat at Chick-fil-A like this, you're never going to lose weight.
Ever. Who do you think had more calories for lunch, you or me?
I'm trying to remember what I... No, you for sure.
You didn't eat lunch?
I just had a shake. I had that spinach-based shake that I always have.
Really?
Yeah. So I... Yeah.
Me or him?
You.
Oh.
Because I don't have the coffee.
Yeah.
In a minute, we'll tell you about how to save on hotels. But yeah, I had just the shake. Just the regular spinach-based shake. Yeah. If it's a late breakfast...
But what do you put in there, though?
Spinach, carrots, strawberries, bananas, like flaxseed.
Wow.
Chia seed, a little bit of ice, a little bit of water.
But does that fill you up? Because that's my thing.
Very short. Like, I'm probably going to be hungry in the middle of the show.
See, that's my thing is I get nervous. I want to eat. So I'll eat like, okay, I can eat fruit on this diet that I'm doing. I can eat grilled chicken. So I can fill up on grilled chicken and fruit. So I do. Like, give me as much as I can have because I worry about feeling hungry. I don't like that.
And even if I'll get like when I was trying to be healthy and I'm ordering from Chick-fil-A, I'll eat
that
like,
one day.
I'll be like the 8-pack versus the 12-pack, and then I won't get the fries. I'll get the fruit cup, and I still would be hungry after that.
That is the problem with Chick-fil-A is you're hungry, I feel like, no matter what. You could eat two chicken
sandwiches if you don't eat the fries,
and fries, and you'll still be feeling hungry.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk travel for a second. If you travel, and really, most of us are going to travel at least once or twice a year, right? Where are you booking your hotel rooms? If you're not booking them through besthotelrates.com, you might be losing money. What besthotelrates.com has done is they've gone out and negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. And then what they do is extend those discounts to you. It's that simple. You go to besthotelrates.com, you plug in your destination, you tell them where you want to travel, when you want to go, the times and everything else. And then boom, right there, you're looking at discounted rates for many of the hotels you're probably going to stay at anyways, or you were probably going to pay for. You're just paying less. You're saving money, especially when you book through besthotelrates.com. And you're going to get top-notch customer service. They're going to back up your reservation so it's safe, it's secure. You don't have to worry about anything except having a great time when you go on vacation. Give it a shot. What do you have to lose? You're going to save a little money. Oh, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? Go check them out right now. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your trip today. It's in the name. BestHotelRates.com. Somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We keep it moving on The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank. Nick Sciarra in for Joel. He'll be back on Wednesday, tomorrow. So look forward to that. Barry Laminack, Aaron behind the glass. 713-780-3776 is the number to call or text if you choose to participate. 713-780-3776. And apparently, I didn't know, but the camera was focused in on me the entire time, so no one saw the barbecue stain on your T-shirt. So everybody take a look at Barry's barbecue. See?
Nope. Not I'm just going to duck down the whole time. The whole
fat show. Boy can't eat clean.
Man, just not good.
Anyway, did you see this story about Colin Kaepernick?
Oh, yeah. I heard rumblings of it for sure.
So the red line reads as follows on ESPN.com. Kaepernick moves Nike to pull flag shoe. So apparently... the shoe had the original U.S. flag on the shoe, and he felt like, and many feel like, it's offensive because it was in connection with a time where, you know, slavery, it was just a bad time in our country in terms of slavery. So because it was in connection with that era.
Got you.
He wanted he wanted Nike to move the flag.
So he wasn't protesting our current flag.
Correct.
He was protesting a flag at the time when slavery was considered okay.
Yeah, it
was by legal. Everybody except slaves.
Exactly.
I get his point, and you know, I think it's up to Nike to make that decision. What I found to be funny was Ted Cruz tweeted out. So I guess, you know,
no,
of course,
I didn't see that.
Of course Ted Cruz is going to get in on it. And so old Ted tweeted out right away and was like, "Well, you know what? I respect your this was his tweet. I love America. I stand for the anthem. I respect the flag and honor the men and women who fought to defend our nation. I respect." See, again, what does that have to do that, like, you start to, this is always the misdirection and the smoke and mirrors, is they'll bring the military in.
Right.
And that's not Kaepernick's point. He's not protesting the military.
Exactly.
It's never been the case, but they do that. He said, "I respect free speech and I'm exerting mine. Until Nike ends its contempt for those values, I will no longer purchase Nike products." Number one, Ted, this had nothing to do with the military. This had nothing to do with the anthem. It had everything to do with a flag that at the time represented bad values in our country. It was a bad time in this country, and if you can't admit that, that's your bet. It's just like saying the old stars and bars is what they call it, the rebel flag.
Right.
Is it okay that, hey, well, you know what, soldiers fought and died for that flag too? Is that okay?
Right. And I think the other thing to point out is a lot of people believe that Colin is doing this to get attention. Remember, this is a guy that was a football player, and he's kind of turned into this activist. He is an activist.
Yeah.
And so this is why he's bringing this up. So he's saying that he vows to never buy a Nike product ever again, and that's fine. But Nike heard what he had to say regarding the flag. They agreed with him. They decided to strike down the plan. I don't see what the big deal is, but, and it might be Cruz just being Cruz and trying to.
Of course. Well, you know, and he says, that. "I will no longer purchase Nike products." Dear Ted, you're not Nike's target market, so yeah. I'm pretty sure no one cares that you're not going to buy one pair of dad shoes every 5 to 7 years.
Nike will be okay.
The folks like Ted Cruz don't buy Nike. This is why I you know, whether I agree or disagree with the decision to do it, it made financial sense for Nike, because the majority of people that are buying Nike, I wouldn't say the majority, but most of the people, I guess, whatever, a lot of people that buy Nike probably support Colin Kaepernick or his views or his stance on, you know, the injustices that he is standing for or kneeling for, as the case may be. It's not the Ted Cruzes of the world that Nike's worried about losing.
Right. They're not worried about him. And obviously, you don't want any type of negative publicity. I mean, a guy obviously like Ted Cruz has that following, but still, I don't think they're necessarily worried about it. And look, they probably have a bunch of people, like a team of people, you know, with designs and ideas that they can put on their shoes every single day. And I don't think there was any ill will or bad intentions from Nike. So they thought it was a good idea. They put the flag behind the shoe. They realized that it could be offensive to some people, and they took it down. So I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, I think we also live in an era where big companies can't make mistakes. And I just think that's a little unfair. Like, they can make mistakes too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here. I can criticize Nike for a bunch of reasons. I'm not going to criticize them for this. I just don't think it's warranted enough to do so. But I just thought that was an interesting story.
It is, because it's fascinating. You know, I mean, one, it shows the kind of clout that Kaepernick has within the Nike organization. A lot of people will shy away from Kaepernick. I mean, heck, the whole NFL did. People, you know, sponsors were starting to leave the NFL because of the kneeling, and there was rumblings of that, and supporters, and, you know, people were boycotting this. It's just a mess. But it shows you, if nothing else, if you're just standing as a neutral party and don't care one way or the other, what it reflects more than anything is that Colin Kaepernick has a lot of pull to be able to say, hey, look, I know what you were trying to do, but this was a bad time for my people, and we are offended by this, and you guys should reconsider it.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically it. And I don't think we're going to spend too much time on this Kaepernick story, but we do have a call on the HR&P sure. line, so we'll just knock it out real quick. Glenn, you're on The Usual Suspects. Welcome to the program.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
You know, he wants to complain about the flag being on there. I understand that has to do with slavery at one time. Shouldn't we have to change all the states that have slavery to the names of them?
Should we what?
I said, shouldn't we change the name of the states that have slavery in them also? I mean, it all kind of goes back to the same thing.
No, Glenn, that's not how this works. Thank you.
I figured we'd get at least one bad Kaepernick call. I couldn't hear because he sounds like he's in a factory or something like that.
He was actually, I think Glenn was actually nailing together a cross for later on tonight. Maybe it gets burned. Who knows? Just kidding, Glenn.
I don't think
Relax.
It's that big a deal.
It's a joke.
Of course, people are going to be upset about Kaepernick, you know, making the move and getting Nike to strike down the plan, of course. But I don't see that. I don't see it as that big of a
And plan. I knew this text was coming. This is how predictable. I knew I said it on purpose because I was waiting for this reaction. Barry, the stars and bars is heritage, not hate. Let me just stop you right there. Let me just stop you right there. You had men willing to die for that flag because it represented a belief in the South that included the fact that people in the South felt like slavery was okay. So don't give me that whole it's a heritage, not hate, and a Southern pride thing. I'm Southern, my friend. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. That's not my heritage. It's not the heritage I want represented. If you don't understand the difference, that's on you. But I'm sorry, that represents slavery.
Right.
It just does.
And I'm seeing the call board fill up. Look, I'm not going to take a bunch of Kaepernick calls. I'm just not going to do it. We're not going to spend that much time on Colin Kaepernick. I'm just not going to do it, man. 713-780-3776. You're listening to The Usual Suspects. Joel Blank out. I am in. Aaron behind the glass. Barry Laminack as well. We got a bunch to talk about. Another person who should be upset is Ben Simmons, because he's getting absolutely killed for his contract and the fact that he doesn't have a jumper. I'll read some of those funny tweets. We'll give you an update on NBA free agency. We'll talk about your Strohs as well. All that and more on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick. Don't go anywhere. ESPN, ESPN975.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Usual Suspects, or welcome in if you're just joining us. ESPN 97.5, ESPN975.com. It's Nick filling in for Joel, Barry, and Aaron behind the glass.
So far, so good, Nicholas.
713-780-3776. What is so good?
You're leading.
Good.
You're
thanks,
way
man.
Better than me at this. I mean, at leading, not, you know.
I'm better at leading. You're better at eating.
You know, okay. What I, you know, one now, thing I want to do. That was uncalled for.
One thing that Joel
cut
does
his mic off, what?
Is he annoys you with these cheesy jokes, and yes. That's what I plan on doing for the remainder of the show.
Oh, good.
Even though you just afforded me a compliment, I should probably be nicer.
Yeah, I'm going to say, we just started the segment by me saying, you've done a great job so far. And what's the first thing you do? Fat joke.
Right. You're the one with the barbecue sauce on the t-shirt. It ain't me. It's not, you know. Anyway.
You know, and I told the wife this morning, this is my USA number one shirt. So let all the haters suck it. If we were just talking about Kaepernick and you think I hate America, I am literally wearing the most American t-shirt.
And you ruined it with barbecue sauce.
You know what?
But it is a nice shirt.
Don't tread on me. That's the blood of my people.
Are these the seven?
Fat people.
Is this the 713 shirts that you?
No, this is just a shirt I bought. It's it's an American flag, and it's the number one. It just says number one, but it's got an American flag in it. I usually rock it around 4th of July, but I noticed it started getting the little pills on it. You know how when you got too old?
Well, I figured you would have like 5 or 6 backup t-shirts in the car. Everything that you wear is so nicely pressed. Like I'm picking out a shirt.
Yeah, it looks like you sleep in your outfit.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? You're like, you know what? I'm going to be so hammered tonight that I'm just going to wear to the bar. I'm going to wear what I'm going to wear to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
That way when I get home, I'm just going to pass out in that, wake up, boom.
I didn't have any clean laundry, so I just found this shirt in the backseat of my car that my dog has been laying on when she goes for dog rides. And I just wore that.
It's like, oh, it's hey, dude, that's a nice sweater. Oh, it's just a t-shirt. That's just dog hair. It's not a sweater.
It's so bad. I'm so bad with laundry. I'll tell you this. I'm so bad that I'll go to Kohl's, which is like 2 blocks. It's literally behind my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I'll buy a shirt before the show just so I don't have, because I just didn't clean.
What?
Yeah. So I'll just go to Kohl's and I'll buy like a, you know, like a $10, $15, $20 collar shirt before the show. I've spent like...
Kohl's is the new Penny's, by the way, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, because JCPenney, that's my spot kind of...
Penny's is going away.
Which I don't know why.
I mean, look, let me give you a little... let me explain to you. Let me set this up for you. Why Penny's is going away.
JCPenney... Right?
Nope, here's why. Okay. Nope, don't even try to defend your position yet. Let me just get this out, and then you can defend your Penny's position, okay? I'm on the road with Huggins. Andy's like 68 years old, and he's like, man, I'm losing weight. I need some pants that'll hold up. I'm like, I get it. That's good for you that you're, you know, you're not a fat ass like me. And I was like, you know, he goes, I don't like wearing a belt. Do they just make pants that have like an elastic waistband or a...
That's so an
adjustable,
Andy Huggins.
An adjustable waistband? Hey, when I'm 68, I'm going to want the same kind of pants. Yeah. I was like, well, they make Sansa belt. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
Get it? Sans a belt, like sans means without. So they're called sans a belt pants. That's a real thing.
I had no idea.
I looked them up. They're $75.
Why?
And I'm like, you know what? Anyone that'll wear dress pants without a belt isn't going to spend $75
on some slacks.
No, he's paying
$13 at the most.
And guess where they're at?
JCPenney?
My wife, I was telling her, I was like, we got to find Huggins some beltless pants because that's what he wants. He didn't want to keep messing with a belt. And she goes, check Penny's. That's probably the play. I was like, I guess that's what Nick wears then. I guess he's wearing beltless slacks when he gets all dressed up. So there's your.
Yeah.
That's where you
that's
go.
That's probably
for
why they're struggling so bad.
Because
they're like
sell.
Closing everywhere.
I feel like I
it's
don't know.
Me and like the senior citizen market. That's
you
the only
and
two.
Andy just keeping Penny's open.
That's bad. That yeah. is bad.
So now you're a Kohl's guy.
Yeah, because it's right.
Have you
down,
ever been to a mall? Do you even understand what a mall does, like fashion wise?
Well, the JCPenney was in the mall. That's where I was going. I promise you, it was in the First Colony Mall in Sugarland.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I was getting my clothes.
And you didn't bother to walk through the Pennies into the mall and go, oh, look at this, Toto. We're not in Kansas anymore. There's actual nice looking clothes in here.
I'll never forget the first day I admitted to it is because we were at the listener appreciation party and I was drinking.
Yeah, and you were drunk.
And no one laughed at any of my jokes until I admitted that I shopped at JCPenney.
And that they weren't laughing with you.
Yeah, they were laughing.
They were laughing at you for sure. Well,
I'll tell you who's being laughed at right now is Ben Simmons. Because you would think he's getting the last laugh getting paid, but this has to bother him. Let me look up the contract. I believe it's 5 years, $168 million. And then Woj updated it saying there's, with the new NBA projections, it's actually $170 million. So,
because they came out, because the salary cap moves and they have to come out and figure out what max contracts would be, how much each person could be paid maximum. And it's all based off of revenue and a sliding scale and a moving number. So right. It's not like they just go, all right, it's going to be $150 million for the next 10 years. They reevaluate it every year.
Right. So here's a tweet from Philadelphia because they're obviously happy they signed the star. It's $170 million, 5 years. First Australian NBA All-Star, third in NBA in assists, third in triple doubles. And all of them, they got a lot of emoji, so I don't know what that last line was, but third in the NBA in assists, third in triple doubles, and first Australian NBA All-Star.
Well, the Australian part shouldn't matter, right?
Well,
because who cares?
I guess Philly does.
If you're producing well, it doesn't matter where you're from.
So like, that's all good. He's getting paid. He's getting paid.
But yes.
He's also getting a lot of heat for his lack of ability to shoot a jump shot.
Okay.
So the tweets are just bad. So here's one tweet that was listed. There's actually three or four. Clutch Fans. You remember Dave from Clutch Fans who runs the Rockets Clutch Fans
Dave.
Website?
Yep. Yeah.
Even he took a jab.
Oh, was it a good one?
And he's like the nicest guy on the planet. $10 million for every 3-point he's bricked. he also missed his parking spot, and there's like a picture of him like in a car with the door open and he couldn't park.
Nice.
There's another one that says $163 million more dollars and 25 less career 3-pointers than Aaron Baines now. So he's getting a lot. Now, back in 2018, he was getting the same heat for his lack of ability to shoot a jump shot.
And back in 2000 and what?
18. So okay. August of last year.
Uh-huh.
And here's a quote as it reads from USA Today. I've been working all summer on adding that element, and it's even making shots. It's taking them. I was able to get to the rim every time and make plays for my team. It's just funny because if you look at guys that came in the league the same time that I did, they can't even shoot the ball, and they haven't done anything I've done. It's just funny. So he's basically upset that they're calling him out, but he's going to continue to be called out. It's like the Kevin Durant situation. Like, he's not going to stop being called out about his jump shot until it gets better. Kevin Durant is coming off as soft because he's not going to stop being called out and he doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, I think the problem is for Simmons. Yeah, you can get to the rack. You can get your points. I mean, he was, I think, top 50-ish. If that, and points scored this past year, I'm looking at it, right? He's at the bottom of page one on ESPN, however many that is. Just ahead of guys like Capella, Colin Sexton, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jordan Clarkson, and then Ben Simmons. So he didn't even average 17 points a game last year. And that's fine because guys like, Siakam, but if you're going to be a point guard, you need to be a perimeter player. You can't be a point guard who's only ability to score is to get inside the paint, because now you're one dimensional. And that's the problem that people obviously point out, is you have one thing and you do it well, but somebody's going to figure out how to stop that.
Yeah. And if the offense is running through you, there's going to be a time where you're going to be open for a 3-point shot, and you want to get to the point where the defenders are giving you the respect and actually playing some really good perimeter defense. Because right now, I can't tell you how many times I've seen Ben Simmons, I mean, at least this past season especially, where he was just absolutely wide open by the choice of the defender. Like,
sure.
Like the defender knew that he was probably going to miss that 3-point shot, so they let it go. He has to gain that respect if he's going to have offense run through him. And he is kind of a point guard. As big as he is a point guard. So
how many 3-pointers do you think he took his first year in the league? If you had to venture a guess,
I bet you it's probably something. And that for the regular season?
Yeah, regular season. 2017, 2018. How many 3-point shots do you think he took?
43.
How many 3-point shots do you think he took last year, 2018, 2019?
Doubled that, probably. Like, it progressed.
Okay. Of those, how many do you think he made?
The second year or the first year?
First year. So you said 43.
43 probably was less than 50%. It was probably less than 30%. I'd probably say, I don't know, like 10, 15.
Okay. How many think he made the last year? If you doubled it, you said he talk about took about probably 83 shots. Year one in the league, Ben Simmons took 11 three-point shots and made zero.
Wow.
Year two in the league, Ben Simmons, a point guard, a perimeter player, took 6 three-point shots and made zero.
So there was no...
That dude is 0 for... A point guard in the NBA is 0 for 17 in 2 years in the NBA. That's an issue. Clint Capella might have 17 three-point shots. That's not what you want from a perimeter player who's the pivot point in your offense.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that means they had no intention, obviously, to progress his three-point shooting ability. Or maybe they're working on it like in practices, but they don't necessarily want him doing it on the floor. I don't know.
I mean, if I'm the opposing team, I'm going straight up soccer style when I guard Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Everybody back up. We form a wall, cover your balls, and go at it. You're going to get past us to this bucket? You're going to have to run through us, but you can shoot that J all you want.
Look, he's been able to make a career for himself.
And amazing.
I would imagine he'll continue to get contracts like this as long as because this is probably not going to be his last contract. If he continues to dominate and do what he does in the paint, look, there's a need for that, no doubt. But if you're going to, like I said, if you're going to run the offense through you, you're going to be open at times.
How tall is he? 6'10"?
Probably.
6'8"? 6'10"? Something like that?
He's not short. He's at least
6'7". He's 6'10". Simmons is 6'10", 230. You play him at the point, and that dude is 0 for 17 in 2 years. At some point, you figure, from a value perspective, because he's, assist-wise, I mean, he's really good. His career average in the regular season... he's averaging 16.4 points a game, 7.9 assists a game, 8.5 rebounds, and 0.8 blocks, 1.6 steals. That's really good. But you would think, though, that's really good for a guy who's not one-dimensional. So it makes it exceptionally good for a guy that is literally one-dimensional offensively. All I think, and I could be wrong. You guys correct me, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not. Basketball is not my first, love, and I don't claim to know the most about it. But I think logic would tell you that if Ben Simmons were to be a low post player, a power forward, or even a small forward, that instead of being the pivot point of the offense, he played more often than not down close to the paint. All right. Whether it was setting screens or whatever, his rebounds are going to go up. His assists could go up because you could funnel the ball into him since he's such a good passer and then find a wing player to knock down a three. Actually, someone that can take the three, so now you're not as limited. I mean, I just feel like all of his blocks go up. I feel like everything could go up if you transition this dude out of the point guard position into something that would play more often near the low block.
It'd be an interesting try. I don't know if that's something they're looking to do, and I'm not necessarily against it. But he is averaging 7, like you said, what is it, 7.7 or 7.9 assists per game?
If you round up on everything, yeah. If you round up on everything, he's 16 points, 8 assists. 9 rebounds a game with a block and a steal and a half. 2 steals.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
I think a lot of that could go up. My only probably concern would be if whether or not the assists will go up, considering he's been able to facilitate the way he has been right now. I just don't and that doesn't necessarily mean that assists would go down. I was just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
considering
I'm sure
where he's been facilitating the ball now, it may impact his assists. But I don't know. I'm sure the rebounds, the fact that he's averaging 17 points a game, all that stays the same, if not could go more. He's still a defender. I think he's averaging a little under 2 steals a game. So, I mean, look, there's ways to use Ben Simmons. Philly's just going to have to figure that out and try some things, obviously, because he's a max player. And he's going to be around for a while. So,
how long was the contract?
5 years. $170 million.
Man, I got 5 years to figure it out. That's amazing with a guy with literally that can't score outside of the paint. And he got that. Shows you how good he is at what
he does. If Zion puts up those numbers, he's probably going to get a similar contract, even if he doesn't shoot outside.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else is amazing? The results I'm getting from Innovative Lasers. I am loving this program. Innovative Lasers painlessly reduces the inches around your waist or anywhere else, that stubborn body fat that you can't lose. Look, we just spent two segments, me talking about how much I'd love to eat and the big guy that I am inside. There's no needles. There's no incisions. There's no recovery time needed. It's new technology. It's the Zorona laser. And basically, it melts your fat away, but it leaves the fat cells intact. And that's really important. Some of these other places that are doing this, you might get some results, but if they're killing the fat cells, then your fat grows back in other parts of your body, and that's not good. You don't want to have hips later on down the road. That's what I'm loving about this program. They guarantee you, you will lose 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. And let me tell you right now, I lost 6 pounds and 2 inches off my waist my first week after 3 treatments. They'll tell you you'll lose a half a pound to a pound every visit. I'm going 3 times a week. You do the math. This is outstanding. I don't work out. I save my gym membership. I take a nap and I get skinny and I absolutely love it. There's no pain. There's no downtime. And right now they are running a special for ESPN listeners. You will get half off of their normal package. It's normally $2,400. You're going to get half off. And they're going to throw in 3 sessions absolutely free. Now imagine that. You can get a lot done with these sessions. They're throwing in 3 more to really boost that value. But you got to be one of the first 100 callers today. And what do you got to lose? Just call them and talk to them. Go get the consultation. And if you don't like it, you don't want to do it, don't. But I'm telling you right now, I love getting skinny and not having to do anything in the process. So give them a call. 281-888-3094. That's 281-888-3094. There's 5 locations around the city of Houston. You can look at them online. InnovationLaserOfHouston.com. That's InnovationLaserOfHouston.com.
G'day mate, this is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, we're wrapping up the first hour of the show right here on ESPN 97.5. It is The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm sure he'll have a bunch to talk about regarding NBA free agency.
Nah, we'll be past all that.
That's what you should tell him, right? When he's like, by the way, dude, I don't want to talk any NBA.
Let's get into it. I'll be like, Joel, we've been doing it for 2 days. Get over it.
We really don't need your opinion, sir.
We're on the soccer.
Yeah.
We had Daryl Morey on the air.
Yeah.
No worries.
Tad Brown was great.
He was trash.
Tad Brown came in studio and brought us all gifts and everything.
Sorry, Joel.
It was great.
He would be so angry. He would be so mad.
He sent me an anniversary gift.
I was cleaning out a closet the other day. I found an old Patrick Beverly bobblehead. I'll bring it in. We'll put it up on the desk. Tad Brown said he had this sitting specially for us.
Oh, that'd be great.
A couple texts from the text line. Somebody said, Barry, this may be a dumb question, but if your anniversary and the birthday of your wife are right back to back, why not just wait a couple months to get married? Was it just spontaneous? Right. And it's a valid question.
The drive-thru could have been open.
Why would you do that? 2 weeks later. So we were like, all right, let's go on a vacation for 4th of July and it's your birthday. Well, that'll be fun. We'll go on vacation. We'll celebrate 4th of July in Vegas. You'll celebrate your birthday. She was like, we could just get married while we're there too. I was like, okay. So we just ended up, it was either going to be the 1st or the 3rd. So it was either going to be the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th that we would celebrate or the 1st, 2nd, and 4th. And we just ended up with the first.
You probably went
fourth.
With the right pick. I mean,
you know, either way, it was just going to happen because we were there. That's why it wasn't intentional.
Jerome Solomon loves picking on you about.
Oh
that
my
situation.
God, that's his favorite story.
On Twitter, on
that
on the
and
air.
That and Boom Boom. He loves that. my rap nickname was Boom Boom for some reason. He can't let that go.
It would have been great if it was in the social media era and you still had that Twitter
boom,
handle.
Boom, at Boom
that would be fantastic. That'd be amazing.
Barry, with all the advice and recommendations you make with food, will you just make a segment called Barry's Bites? I could listen to your food advice all day.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's Barry's a good name. Barry's Bites.
Just have a food segment where we talk about all of the ins and outs of being a fat ass. That's right up my alley.
Yeah, why not? You should do it.
Buddy Munger said, hey, every fat guy knows about that pre-dinner Whopper.
The pre-dinner. I've never done that. See, I was in a relationship for a long time. I never snuck in a whole burrito.
Well, you're not. I waited.
I waited till I brought the food back.
Listen, you know
like
what?
Like a good boyfriend.
Well, when you're married and your wife is like, "Babe, your cholesterol is really high," and you're like, "Yeah, but I love burritos," then you have a decision to make. Do you continue to be honest with your wife, or do you just shame, sneak, eat food? Because it's both. It's shame eating and sneak eating. It's, you know, like I've always said, you could tell when I'm on the road because my car smells like fast food and shame. Because it's just a lot of, I'm by myself. No one's around to see. And I just, you know, I eat bad and cry in the car. And it's what we do. I'm not going to tell her. I'll never hear the end of it.
So yeah, I get that. If she's gonna criticize you about your eating habits each and every single time, especially if she's very like portion controlled, the way you describe.
Have you met my wife? Have you seen my wife?
I met her once, and you always describe her. Yeah, she's a smaller girl. She's a
petite Hispanic chick.
Right, and you always describe her ordering food as like very appetizerish in size. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like one taco, one burrito.
I mean, that's how you stay skinny, is you don't eat like me.
Right. So I can see why you would hide that. I totally understand that. I totally understand. I'm not, you know, I don't have to worry. I can just be a fat ass, so it doesn't matter. I don't have nobody to impress. That's the beauty of being single.
Well, that's also not
why I never get laid. I knew you're going to say something along those lines, so just spit it, bro.
I'm just saying, you're bragging about being single. Now,
it's fun.
Are you getting this? Here's the thing. I would admit being single would be fun, but you have to get enough ass for it to be worth it.
Now we're going to take a quick break. 713-780-3776. Because I already know where this is going. I already know.
I want to know.
I mean, look, full disclosure, if you want me to be on, I'm a transparent dude.
No. I know. We won't go per week. How many times a month?
We're not going to give a number. Cause that's just not. Cause last time I gave a number, you and Jerome killed me. So I'm not revealing no numbers.
Can we do it per? No. Do you want to do it per week, per month, quarter, per half year, or in a year?
I'm just gonna be real.
Okay. Or was it just like 96? Oh, 96 a year? No, 1996. That's the last time I had sex with a woman.
I'm not the most charming, most good looking, most handsome dude.
I agree with all that.
But it's not necessarily like dry season for me all year long, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not a bad record is what I'm saying.
Okay. You know what I mean? are you Milwaukee? But you're saying you're not the Suns.
No,
are you the Kings? You just missed the playoffs?
No. I'm definitely in the playoffs.
Oh, you're in the playoffs.
For sure.
So what are we talking in a month? I want to know. I've been with my wife for 21 years. I'm out of the game. I've been out of the game for almost a quarter of a century, man. So what's good? I don't know what is a good number. Are you Ben Simmons shooting 3-point shots good or what?
No.
Are you 0 for 16?
No. I mean, let's just say I get to the playoffs.
Who what number is higher for it's July 2nd? What number was higher in June? 3-point shots made in Ben Simmons' career or you scoring?
Me scoring for sure.
Okay. That's
for sure.
Good. That's good.
For sure. Yeah.
That's good.
For sure. 100%.
Okay.
It's just not like a daily or weekly thing like most people. It's not like that.
Really?
No. It's not.
Yeah. It kind of wasn't like that when I was single.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I have weekly, two or three maybe. Side pieces and I'm like banging it. It's just not true.
Okay.
It's just not true. Now, if you're charming and.
Like me.
No.
Super charming.
Like nobody on this radio station.
Excuse me?
So who's good looking and charming on this?
Me.
Outside of you.
Who's good looking and charming at this
just
station?
Like nobody.
Glenn Davis.
Okay, he's an exception. But let's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And Patrick. Just kidding.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that.
Oh, I'm bringing back Psych. I'm going to bring back Psych and Not. That would be so much fun, right? I'm bringing it back. Not.
All right. Let's
Raheel,
wrap it up.
But he's married. But so you got to go single, right? Who's single and charming and good looking?
Most of the people on the lineup from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. are
old,
married.
Old, fat, married dudes.
Yep. John, Lance. Dell, I think, is single.
Yeah, Dell's very single.
Raheel is married.
Dell's... you talk about dry spots. I feel like Dell, like, might be the Mojave Desert dry.
Dang.
But he doesn't get out. He doesn't do anything.
He doesn't drink, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
He
doesn't go
out. He goes home. Dale is like a 90-year-old, 30-year-old. Yeah. He goes home and takes naps. He doesn't get on social media. He's a hermit. He doesn't do anything.
I went out with Dale once.
And how much ass did y'all get?
Not really.
Your Honor, the defense rests.
Actually, you know who...
We'll put it this way. Are you Michael Brantley batting average or are you Tyler White batting average?
I'm ready to turn this over to the jury.
He was drinking water the entire time. He was the only one drinking water the entire time.
You went out.
Yeah, to a bar and he was drinking water.
And he drank water.
Yeah, I was drinking for sure.
Now, let's be real. How many hoes did he mack on?
He really wasn't doing that.
See?
Yeah.
So.
Not because he can't. I'm just saying he really wasn't doing that.
Does Dale have game? Do you think Dale has game?
I imagine he has some game. I don't know. I don't know him like that. You know, he says he hates people. Like, he doesn't
Yeah,
like...
and guess what women are?
People.
Yeah.
Well, that's bad for you, Dale. I mean, I'm trying to defend you. But...
Well, I'm sure they'll talk about this plenty tomorrow on the show. Probably not. Who else? Who else is smooth and suave and good-looking and charming at the station that's single? That's pretty much it, right?
I feel like the one good-looking...
Oh, Palillo. Palillo's not charming.
He's single, though.
He's single, but that's the only box he checks. Not a handsome fella, not a charming fella. If women love stats, Palillo would get more ass than Brad Pitt.
That's probably true.
So
if you're a stat geek.
He's not, yeah. If you're a chick that's like really into numbers.
I'm not pursuing you, because Palillo's probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Rain Man was a chick. Palillo would be hitting that.
I can see that.
Nine ways to Sunday.
I can see that. I can totally see that.
He's going to be so mad at me. I love Charlie, too.
Yeah, those are the words of Barry Laminat, because I'm actually filling in for Charlie tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, so I can't be too mean to him.
You got all your stats ready?
But you saw that tweet.
There's no other single people here, right? We've established that. It's you, Dale, and Charlie.
Me, Dale, and Charlie.
That's Andrew. Pretty much.
And who?
A beautiful Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, hyped up Andrew. Yeah, he produces. Yeah, for sure.
Jose. Hyped up Andrew?
Jose. That's what that's not his Twitter. Oh, we used to always call him hyped up.
Jose's an intern. He doesn't work here.
You still call Jose? He's been here like 27 years and you still call Jose an intern.
He gets so bad.
All right, we got to go to break. 713-780-3776. It's the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. ESPN, ESPN975.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.